This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe on Bloomberg.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up.
We had a team of guys who felt they were good.
The starting lineup felt that we were the Jackson Five, and each one of us thought we were Michael. There was so much tension between Christian and Bobby. Like, these two guys didn't get along.
If I had to smack Bobby around, we're not losing this game.
When you get that combination of talent and passion, history-making things can happen.
A combination of talent and passion. Yes, former Duke All-Americans Grant Hill and Christian Leitner, they are teaming up with Turner Sports to offer this documentary, Duke 91-92, back-to-back, presented by LG Nitro HD. It's going to air on True TV on NCAA Selection. That's Sunday, March 11th, 8 p.m. Eastern. And we have Grant Hill joining us now from Phoenix. Grant Hill, great to have you with us here on Bloomberg.
Oh, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about this documentary. When did you begin filming it, and how did you get talked into making it happen?
Well, you know, this is actually my second documentary. I started one almost 3 years ago about a track coach and professor at Duke University, definitely a smaller film. And as we were in the process, I thought, wow, this is so much fun. Now that I kind of know what's involved and what it takes to make a documentary, maybe when we're done, we can try to, you know, tackle this Duke sort of 20-year retrospective. And so once we finished it and obviously went through the whole film festival process and all of that, we started, you know, having talks with Turner Sports, and lo and behold, we put our team together and we started filming this past summer and turned it around pretty fast. And here we are now, you know, getting ready to air it in 2 more days. So, you know, it feels great. Obviously, I think it's a wonderful story, a compelling story, a lot that, you know, the public, I think, may not be aware of. I feel real, really, really good, really, you know, really honored, I guess, that, you know, 20 years later, to have the opportunity to tell this story and that people are interested in it. So it should be fun, and I look forward to hearing what people have to say about, you know, about our film.
I am a huge fan of yours. I am so excited to talk to you. Duke, Kentucky, 20 years ago. It's one of the greatest games of all times. You threw that inbound pass. I mean, it's still unbelievable. I watch a game once a year, and it floors me. How did you feel after that?
You know, I felt amazing. I mean, it was really a remarkable game. I mean, both teams, Kentucky, all the players, the coaches, everyone was at their best. And really, it just came down to whoever had the ball last. And thankfully, we did. And thankfully, Christian was able to make the catch and of course, the shot. You just feel really, you don't really, I guess, understand at the time sort of the significance of that play in that game. But to be able to look back 20 years later, to be able to every year around March Madness have that play replayed and people still talk about it, it gets better, you know, as the years go by. And so we obviously had to talk about that game and that play. And so much, there's been so much coverage of that through the years. So it was a bit of a challenge to do it differently, but I really liked how we approached and covered the Kentucky game in our film.
How do you feel about the new business of college basketball, the Final Four now in 100,000-seat arenas, the possibility of increasing to 96 teams? What's your take?
Well, I mean, I'm always going to be biased to certainly my time. I'm one of these, you know, older, old-school guys who really, you know, enjoyed, you know, the era that I played in. And a lot has changed. You know, there's a lot more money involved. You see teams moving from conference to conference. And one of the things that you really see is you don't see the guys, the athletes, the student athletes staying in school as long as they did back, you know, in our time. Christian Leitner, who co-executive produced this film with me and was a great basketball player, one of the greatest in college basketball history, if we were playing in today's era, you know, we might not be playing together. You know, he was 2 years ahead of me. There would have been I'm sure, unbelievable pressure on him to leave early and chase, you know, go after the, you know, the riches of the NBA. And back in 1991 and 92, you know, it wasn't what it is now. So it's definitely a different era. You know, but I think the thing, no matter what, March Madness is just the most exciting sporting event. The fact that you have great teams, it's the teams, the Cinderella teams, you have great moments, buzzer beaters. No matter whether your team is in it or not, I think it really does captivate, you know, the sport, the public, the fans, and I know I'll be watching it this year like I do every year.
And quickly, we have about 30 seconds. Selection Sunday this weekend, what are your top four picks?
Well, you know, I have to put Duke in there. You know, Duke is, you know, Coach K, obviously. I think Syracuse. I like Syracuse. I think they're playing pretty good basketball. Kentucky is good. And this is almost sacrilegious of me to say this, but I have to give credit to Carolina.
Wow. All right. Well done. We're going to leave it there. Grant Hill, along with Christian Laettner, the subject of Duke 91-92 back-to-back, Sunday, March 11th, 8 p.m.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.